the Senate Judiciary Committee turned its attention today to perhaps the most controversial judicial nominee from President Bush thus far. Alabama Attorney General William Pryor is nominated for a seat on the Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Unlike the other Bush nominees being aggressively opposed by the Democrats, the 41-year-old Pryor did not get high marks from the American Bar Association Screening Committee. A substantial majority of the committee gave him the lowest qualified rating, and a minority rated him unqualified. There is no doubt, though, that Pryor is a star in conservative legal circles, respected for his intellect and his passion. And for some of those very reasons, he's opposed by every major civil rights, consumer, and environmental organization. Even the log cabin gay Republicans oppose his nomination, the first time they've opposed a Bush judicial nominee. Pryor, however, does have the support of some of the leading black Democrats in his state, a fact pointed out today by Alabama's Republican Senator Jeff Sessions, who praised Pryor for deliberately breaking with the state's racist past.
The caricature that the attacks groups have created of Bill Pryor is just not true. It's false. He is a leader of the future, not the past.
Despite steps that have earned him some black support in Alabama, Pryor has advocated abolishing a key provision of the Voting Rights Act. And he's been a major supporter of states' rights positions, urging the Supreme Court to invalidate, as applied to the states, important provisions of federal laws banning discrimination against the disabled and the elderly. Indeed, he was the only state attorney general to urge the court to invalidate a key provision of the Violence Against Women Act. Of course, as Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch observed, the position he advocated in each of those cases prevailed in the high court.
Who did the Supreme Court agree with?
They agreed with our arguments every time.
They agreed with you. I wonder who's outside the mainstream.
Democrats insisted Pryor is extreme in his views, or as Senator Edward Kennedy put it,
I think the very legitimate issue in question with your nomination is whether you have an agenda.
Indeed, Pryor is an outspoken critic of the Supreme Court's abortion decision, a supporter of laws that criminalize consenting homosexual conduct between adults. He said today he'd changed his family vacation so as not to be visiting Disneyland on Gay Day. He's a supporter of religious symbols and practices in public life and has supported a giant monument to the Ten Commandments in the state Supreme Court. And he has not been a shrinking violet in articulating his positions, as evidenced in this exchange with Senator Kennedy about a death penalty ruling in a Supreme Court case.
You actually ridiculed the Supreme Court of the United States by saying this issue should not be decided by 9 octogenarian lawyers who happen to sit on the Supreme Court. Do you think that's an appropriate way to refer to the Supreme Court of the United States?
Probably overheated political rhetoric on my part.
What was overheated? What were the circumstances that would get you overheated where you'd make that kind of a comment?
I don't remember the exact context. I'm a political figure, and I know it was not a statement that I made in any court of law and would not have made in any court of law.
Well, it's improper, even overheated or not overheated. It's improper, is it not?
I think it was an inappropriate remark, Senator.
Kennedy pressed him, too, about the Supreme Court's recent decision holding the death penalty unconstitutional for the retarded, a case in which Pryor urged the opposite result. Why, asked Kennedy, in the face of the Supreme Court's ruling, did Alabama still seek to execute a man with an IQ of 65? Pryor sought initially to evade the question, saying he didn't know much about the case. Senator Kennedy.
This is amazing that you're effectively ducking it.
No subject came up more often today, though, than abortion, and whether, given his strong views on the subject, Pryor could be fair. Republican Senator Arlen Specter asked Pryor about his statement that the Supreme Court's abortion decision was, quote, the worst abomination of constitutional law in our history.
I stand by that comment.
Why do you consider it an abomination, Attorney General Pryor?
Well, I believe that not only is the case unsupported by the text and structure of the Constitution, but it has led to a morally wrong result. It has led to the slaughter of millions of innocent unborn children.
Pryor said that nonetheless, he could support the Supreme Court's rulings on abortion and pointed to his record as state attorney general. when the state adopted a law banning what its advocates called partial birth abortion, Pryor said he interpreted that law as narrowly as he could and incurred the wrath of some pro-life groups. In the end, the law was struck down anyway. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.